What's the worst part of job seeking? For most of us, it's the job interview. That's when nerves spike, we use up all of our energy for the day in 30 minutes, and are left wondering how everything went. But before that, there's a huge annoyance, a huge time waster. It's the job application page that makes you manually fill in everything from your resume, which you already uploaded, onto a site. I'm going to call it resume autofill hell. Well, I have a solution. Welcome to the job interview experience. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and today, the founder of CandidateClub.com Interview Prep and your host of the job interview experience. Resume autofill hell. You know what I'm talking about. You find a job to apply to, upload your resume, and then it asks you to redo all of that by filling out the blanks on their webpage. Your experience, the company name, the date range, education, you know exactly what I'm talking about. In my opinion, it's about the worst way for a company to start a relationship with a candidate. Hey, thanks for applying. We have your resume uploaded here. Why don't you do this all over again for us? Especially if you're applying for a lot of jobs, it's exhausting. It sucks. It's hell on earth. Is that being a little bit dramatic? No, it's pure torture. I've been working on this episode for you for a couple weeks. What I've been doing is applying for jobs, well, not hitting apply, but mostly applying for jobs to see exactly what you go through. What I've learned, the biggest problem is that different companies use different software for auto-reading your resume. That's what they do. They have auto-readers. And like 95% of them sucks. Almost every bigger company uses one. None of it just doesn't work right. What happens is you upload your resume and then it tries to read it and autofill your experience onto their fill-in-the-blank form on their website. Even if your resume is formatted perfectly and it actually autofills everything right on the site, the next place that you apply for might be an entire mess. Well, I have a solution for you, and it's not perfect, but the fault of this is on the company software, not you. So we just have to make the best of it. But here's what I figured out. Here's the steps to make this, in my opinion, a whole lot easier. First, you want to take your resume and make sure it's in a .doc format or a Google Docs documents format. PDFs are what you want to actually upload when you apply. For what we're doing here, PDFs are too hard to copy and paste from. PDFs are just kind of goofy with copy and pasting. So you enter your entire resume into a Google Doc or a .doc. Make it super simple. You don't need the bullet points or anything like that. That usually won't work. Just plain text. Place the company title for your from your last job or any job at the top, and then under that, your job title, then the date range, and all your experience, all in just one place on this document. Now, when you're at the company website and they want you to autofill all this information, copy all of that information for one specific job. So let's just say your last job or your current job. All that information, the job title, the company name, the date range, and the experience, copy all of that and paste it into the experience portion of the job application. Now you don't have to jump back and forth to copy and paste everything individually, which is what I was initially doing while I was testing out these job application portions of the websites. You should now be on the company website on one of their pages for a specific job, and you should have pasted for this most recent job your job title, company name, date range, and experience into that. Just the experience portion. Now, while you're on their website, highlight your job title, copy it, and delete it. Paste that job title into their job title portion, which is probably separate, right? There's going to be separate things for the job title, the company name, the date range, and then your experience. Paste that into their job title portion. Now highlight the company name that you worked for, copy it, delete it, hit the delete key or the backspace key so it's not there anymore, and then paste that into the company name portion. Then use the date range. Look at that. You usually have to do a drop down for the date range, but use it just so you have it there to remember from January 1st, 2019 to January 1st, 2021. You have that. Delete that. All that should be all that should be left now in the job experience part is just your experience that you've done for that specific job. Now do that again for the next job that you had. So maybe two jobs ago, copy all of that, paste it into the experience area, then copy and paste into the individual things. It still works and it's still annoying, but what it will do is save you a bunch of time from bouncing back and forth between tabs, right? You have to open up the Word document, copy just the job title, and paste it in. Or for some people, you might manually be typing in the job title and the company name. With this, everything's in one place, so you can just jump back and forth really quick and copy and paste it without ever leaving the company's application page except to copy and paste the next job. As you know, this is one of the most annoying, unnecessary parts of applying for a job. Hopefully, companies find a smoother system that doesn't take up so much of your time. But for now, what I've shared with you is a much easier solution. Try it yourself for your next application. I'm here to help improve your interview and with this, make your life a little bit easier.